The FBI and a U.S. attorney today are expected to continue questioning a flight attendant who says she was romantically involved over the past year with California Congressman Gary Condit. Anne Marie Smith's name arose during an investigation into missing federal intern Chandra Levy. Levy's relatives say she had an affair with the married congressman. District of Columbia police searched Condit's Washington apartment early yesterday, looking for anything that might answer questions about Levy's disappearance. She's been missing since the end of April. Police say Condit is not a suspect, but Levy's mother wants the congressman to take a lie detector test. Police are trying to arrange for that. Some of Condit's colleagues are concerned his troubles may be affecting their workplace, the House of Representatives. NPR's David Wellner reports from the Capitol.
Soon after the House got back into session on Tuesday after an Independence Day break, and just a few days after Gary Condit had been questioned for a third time by D.C. police, the beleaguered congressman took a seat in the very back row of the House chamber. One by one, colleagues of his, both Democrats and Republicans, stopped by to chat or just to clap him on the shoulder. Shows of camaraderie, perhaps even solidarity, for a man D.C. police still insists is not a suspect in the disappearance of Chandra Levy. One of the lawmakers who stopped by to talk with Condit is California Democrat Ellen Tauscher.
Gary is in a neighboring district to mine. We've worked together for 5 years. We're fellow blue dogs. You know, I don't want to really disclose my private conversation with him, but this is a very painful situation for the Levy family and for the Condit family, and it is a very disappointing situation to hear about the relationship aspects of this.
The entire nation has in fact been hearing about Condit. There's been so much news about the wiry congressman that Tauscher says it's like a tsunami has washed over the Capitol's normal life of public policy and politics.
It would be nice, I think, if we could get the focus back to public policy as opposed to this constant 24/7 drip, drip, drip of a lot of salacious gossip that I'm not sure is helping find that young woman or promote good public policy that I think many Americans believe we should be doing here.
But it's clear that the Condit affair is what many news organizations, especially those in cable TV, find most interesting on Capitol Hill these days. This was evident at a news conference this week called by a group of conservative Democratic members of Congress known as the Blue Dogs.
We want to work together in a nonpartisan way to get a positive energy policy for this country that bring stability to our
The topic the Blue Dogs wanted to address was energy policy. Many TV news producers, though, were there just to see Condit, who's a member of the group. But he didn't show up. So when an NBC producer tried to shift the topic of the news conference to Gary Condit, Texas Democrat Max Sandlin stood up for his colleague.
Gary Condit is a founding member of the Blue Dogs. He is a serious policy player in Blue Dog policy and formulation of Blue Dog policy, and I know that you would be interested in the formulation of policy as a news organization, and that's what we're here about.
That only led, though, to more questions about Condit until Florida Democrat Ellen Boyd put his foot down.
I want to just stop this line of questioning now. I mean, these members didn't come here to talk about that. They came to talk about the energy policy. If there are other questions about energy, then we'll be glad to take them.
Mr. Condit is not making himself available to our questions.
And on it went. Members of Congress are clearly uncomfortable talking about Condit. Many of them declined to make any comments. Joel Heffley, a Colorado Republican who chairs the House Ethics Committee, says he sees no reason to investigate Condit.
We have no case before us. We've had no complaint filed on this. As far as we know, Congressman Condit has not violated any laws. We don't get into the personal actions, whether or not he had an affair with that young woman or not. That's not something we ordinarily get into.
Still, Heffley says Condit has not been as forthcoming publicly as he thinks he should be.
In something like this, you would hope that everyone would be completely honest and open, and I don't know what kind of advice he's getting from his attorney and what's best for him and his family, and he has to do what's best for him and his family. I would hope I wouldn't have handled it quite that way, but who knows?
Condit's fellow California Democrat Ellen Tauscher says she's not sure whether Congress will have to formally deal with Condit's plight or not.
Blessedly, I'm not on the Ethics Committee, although, you know, all of us have to be very aware that as public servants, we have a higher call of order, both in our private and in our public lives. And it's, I think, a focus that we're now very much reminded of.
David Welna, NPR News, The Capitol.